and you've got it on KHUM. Joining me here in the KM studios is Calder Johnson, the director of The Hollow. Bum, bum, bum. That's safe to say it every time. This is currently playing at NCRT. This is an Agatha Christie play, if memory serves.
That is correct, yes. Yeah, it's one of her... it was, of course, originally one of her novels, and then she turned it into a play, as she did with many of her works.
Yeah. Yes, her works do make good plays.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's one of the interesting, just weird little trivia bits about The Hollow, actually, is that... it was originally one of the Perrault mysteries, right? Uh-huh. You know, Hercule Perrault. And, but then when she went to turn it into a play, she thought, you know, I just don't know about this Perrault character. So she wrote him out and added an entirely different inspector, completely different character. And then something that deeply amuses me, added in an Easter egg in the second half referring to Perrault. That I'm always kind of curious if anyone in the audience will catch.
Really?
Yeah, so.
An Easter egg in a play.
Yeah, yeah. It's there is a funny, obscure little reference to Perrault somewhere hidden in there in the second half.
That's great. Maybe it does a walk-on or something.
Yeah, what's that? you'll see the play on Saturday. Tell me if you can catch it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll try and look for that. I'll be involved in the whole thing. So I know Bailey Brown is in this. Who is she playing?
She is playing Henrietta Angatell, a passionate and tortured sculptor, doing a lot of famous pieces, you know, for various London businesses and whatnot, and currently in residence with her with some of her elderly relatives after her studio burned down, and that's where it starts.
And obviously she has a British accent because Bailey's been running around here with a British accent for weeks now.
good. Yeah, that was one of the things I told a lot of the cast, because, you know, I mean, it's been such a wonderful cast to work with, and but, you know, and for many of them, I mean, they don't have any particularly, like, you know, standard training in dialects or what have you. So I was like, all right, well, we got to start early on this and get ready to annoy all of your friends and family constantly. And, you know, everyone you work with and anyone you come in contact with, you, like, you know, they should be like, why are you suddenly so British? Because it really is a matter of, in many cases, just retraining how your mouth works, you know, and the sounds you make. And so, you know, just practice.
I'm always amazed at how British or Australian people can mimic an American accent so convincingly that you think these actors are American until they do an interview, and then they're all like, what?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's, and it is just, you know, practicing those sounds, it's, and becoming aware of all of its different, you know, differences in the dialects.
I wonder how we are pulling off their accents, if they're just kind of going, yeah, right. Americans.
Yeah. It is a challenge. And in particular too, I mean, it's, obviously it's a bit simplified for purposes of our show, but I mean, really, I mean, if you just look at the number of different dialects in just existing in Britain,
of course,
you know, there's
My Fair Lady was based on that.
Right.
I mean, like, every block has a different dialect.
Basically every neighborhood has a different dialect. I mean, so, like, and I mean, certainly we have a lot of that in America too. I mean,
sure.
If you, you know, look at, but I mean, just considering just how, geographically small an area is, you know, say the UK compared to the United States,
sure,
it's just incredibly rich in terms of, you know, those kind of linguistic differences.
So let's talk about the play itself. What's it about?
Well, spoiler alert, someone dies.
In an Agatha Christie? That never happens.
Yes, there is a murder that happens, and then, you know, the rest of the show, of course, is the unraveling of the mystery of said murder. You know, that having been said, I think what was fascinating to me when I first read the script and got me interested in it was that, well, yes, I mean, it's an Agatha Christie show. Sure. There's a murder, you know, there's a mystery. In many ways, for me, the most fascinating thing about the show is just the psychological character studies of the various people involved. It all centers around this one family, the Engatels, you know, a pretty ancient and, you know, ancient and aristocratic family, and just all of the various personalities, just as how it starts in a very sort of sunny, friendly, I don't know, just generally casual family reunion atmosphere, and then things start to quickly go south as you start to understand just the years and years of damaged and erotic relationships that exist between all these characters. And you know, just to me, watching that unfold is—I mean, I don't know—I find that fascinating. You know, from my perspective,
yeah,
it's let's see, another way to put that. It's just watching these people and seeing and learning about them and figuring out, like, okay, what makes them tick. And I think, I mean, just one thing that helps it as a murder mystery, but also just as an interesting play in general, is something I talked to the actors about consistently from the beginning, which was being aware of how they are reacting to each other and knowing, letting them know that the audience will pick up on all of this. Every subtle glance, every sudden start of the head, every time that you have some kind of reaction to what is happening, you know, we're learning something about, you know, the history of these people and their relationships to each other. And yeah, you know, to me, that's a fun thing to work on. And
how have audience has been reacting to the show?
Good. I mean, very well. I mean, I think they it's actually a lot of dark comedy, but I also think it's a surprisingly funny show. It's got a lot of that very sort of dry British humor that you know, Agatha Christie is particularly good at. I think that you know the audiences I've talked with and observed, I mean, they've been engaged and interested in, you know, again, trying to follow along, trying to unravel everything and, you know, figure out the mystery.
Is it a period piece?
Yes, set in the mid-late 1940s, uh-huh. Very early 50s, you know, post-World War II Britain.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know it's currently running. How long is it running?
It is running through December 10th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess, Friday, Saturdays, and is there Sunday matinees as
well? Yeah, we have Friday and Saturday shows. We also have a Thursday show at 8 p.m. on the 8th,
okay.
Our final Thursday show. And then we also have matinees this week, November 27th, and next week at December 4th.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And folks should call and get your reservations, because it's a small theater.
It is true. It's 139 seats, and I mean, already with the reservations, Agatha Christie's pretty popular, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we're filling up. Also, I probably should put a plug in for this. You can also go to www.ncrt.net, because just a few months ago we have enabled online sales, so
nice.
You can just roll. Yeah, you can just roll right on over there. Just click a button, and you'll have your tickets.
That's ncrt.net.
Yeah. Yep,
simple enough.
Yeah.
Wow. Or what's the phone number?
Phone number is 442-NCRT.
Very easy.
Just remember NCRT, and you're pretty much set either way.
It's nerds. That's right. Alrighty. Where you do it live.
That is correct.
Right. That's the way you guys roll, live. All right. Well, I'll be checking it out on Saturday night with the family, and best of luck with the remainder of the show.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Cliff.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Calder Johnson there, the director of The Hollow, an Agatha Christie mystery, if you will.